Hello, welcome to the Joshua Generation Sermon of the Week. I hope and pray that you will be blessed as you listen to this sermon and encounter God in a new way. God bless you. All right, please be seated in God's good presence. Luke chapter number 9, and we are reading verse 57. Luke chapter number 9, reading from verse 57 to verse 62. Luke chapter 9, reading from verse 57 to 62. I'm using the NIV version. The Bible says, as they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Verse 62, if we can, I want us to read together in chorus at a count of three. Verse 62, as loud as you can, 1, 2, 3, read. All right, 1 Kings chapter number 8. 1 Kings chapter number 8 and verse 61. 1 Kings chapter number 8 and verse 61. Again, I would like us to read together in chorus. This is Solomon's prayer to the people as he dedicates the temple. 1, 2, 3, read. "And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and to obey his commandments as at this time." I want to teach this afternoon on the subject, fully committed. Fully committed. We are living in a very interesting time as a people, where commitment is becoming more and more of a rare virtue in our world today. And there is need for us to go back to examine ourselves and be able to understand the place, the power, and the importance of commitment in everything that we do. Many of us are busy with so many things in our lives, but the question that always begs is, are we fully committed to those things that are preoccupying us? You see, it is one thing to be involved in something, and it is another to be committed to the thing. We are living in a world where many people want to be involved, but they are not fully committed. What is to be committed? The simple definition of commitment is, it is a state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or to an activity. The state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or to an activity. Look at your neighbor and ask them, are you fully committed? Look at another neighbor, ask them, are you fully committed? So many people are involved, but they are not fully committed. There are people who want to be involved in the things of God, but they are not fully committed to God. They will show up for church service. They will show up for one activity here. They will show up for another activity there. They are involved in the church programs, but they are not fully committed to God and to the things that matter the most to God. There are people that are involved in a company, that are involved in a business. They work in a particular company or in an organization. They are involved, but they are not fully committed to that company, to its growth, and to the vision. Many of us know that many people who work show up for the sake of the pay that they will get at the end of the month. If it was up to them, they would have found something else to do. They would have found an alternative pathway to pursue. But because they need to make ends meet, they will show up to be able to get, you know, an income out of what they wake up every day doing. So in other words, they are involved in the activities of the company. They are involved in the activities of the business, but they're not fully committed to the vision. If you ask them, what is your, you know, what do you think about the vision of this organization? How do you see this organization growing? You'll be shocked that they've never even thought about it. They believe it is the job of the CEO. They believe it's the job of the manager. Their job is to come, do their part, knock off, go, wait for the salary, get paid, repeat, repeat, repeat. So they're involved. They are busy, engaged in the activities and operations, but they are not fully committed to see this vision go to its next level. Because perhaps they do not see their part in it as they should. So the reality of life is such that there are many people today that are engaged in many activities, but not fully committed. There are people that want to be involved in a relationship with you, but they are not fully committed to marrying you. They will enjoy the moments they have with you, but commitment there is no. They want to have a good time with you. They want to receive the gifts. They want to receive all the pleasantry things that they can receive from you, but there is no commitment. I want you to know, beloved, that if whatever you are involved in, you are involved at a surface level and not fully committed, then it is not worth doing in the first place. If whatever you do, you are only willing to do it at a surface level, then it is not worth doing in the first place. Anything worth starting and finishing requires your full commitment. Whatever you put yourself to do, you must start and finish it well in life. Life demands commitment. Being a Christian demands commitment. Being a student demands commitment. Being an employee demands commitment. Being a business person demands commitment. Belonging to a ministry and serving in church demands commitment. Many people start well, but not many finish well. And so Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 verse 7 that I have fought a good fight. I have run the race. I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race. I pray that whatever you start in 2024, you will start and finish well in the name of Jesus. May whatever you do this year be done with the grace of God that will cause you to be fully committed in the name of Jesus. My first point, commitment is a matter of the heart. Commitment is a matter of the heart. Anytime we're dealing with commitment, or anytime we're dealing with the subject of commitment, you need to understand that it is a heart issue. And so when somebody is not committed, the issue is not the commitment itself, but it is a reflection of the state of their heart. And so that is why Solomon now prays in 1 Kings chapter number 8 verse 61 and says to the congregation, and may your hearts be fully committed to our God. He says to them, what makes for commitment is your heart, or the source of your true commitment is your heart. Real commitment, beloveds, happens at the heart level. Anytime you see there is no commitment in anything, know that it is an issue of the heart. If you struggle to commit, it simply means your heart is not truly there. If you struggle to commit, it means that your heart is not truly there. One of the things about commitment is that more than what we say, it is what we do. More than what we say, it is what we do. Commitment is demonstrated by our actions more than our words. You can say to us, you are there, but your words and your actions will tell us whether you are really committed to it. You have a brother that says he loves you, and he writes all these romantic messages for you, and he says to you, I will cross the oceans for you. I will cross the rivers for you. They even localize it. I can cross a river infested with crocodiles for you, just to be able to come and see you. And 1 week passes, he hasn't come to see you. And you ask him, why haven't you come? It's been raining. But you said you'll cross the rivers and the oceans for me. But the rains have stopped you from seeing me. The words were there, but their heart was not there. Commitment is demonstrated more than the words that we say. Now, I want to give you 8 signs to know if someone is fully committed or not. 8 signs that will help you know whether someone is fully committed or not. And this is applicable at various levels. It can be applied in any area of your life, but there are 8 measures to know when someone is not committed. Whether it's a church, whether it's at a job, in a business, in a relationship, in your school, whatever it is, here are 8 signs of someone who is not fully committed. Number 1 is that a person who is not fully committed, they only do things when it is convenient for them. A person who is not fully committed will only do things when it is convenient for them. They'll come to church when it is convenient for them. They'll attend choir rehearsal only when it's convenient for them. They'll come and usher when it is convenient for them. They'll only study when it's convenient for them. They'll do only the bare minimum and what is expected. They are the kinds that often never go the extra mile. They are not willing to sacrifice. They are not willing to put, as they say, their skin in the game. So it is only to the level that it is convenient for them that they will be able to do it. Anytime you observe an individual that only does things when it is convenient for them, then you know they are not fully committed to the cause or to the thing. Because for any person that claims to be fully committed, there will always be demanded of them sacrifice. Commitment demands sacrifice. Look at your neighbor, tell them, commitment demands sacrifice. All right, you need to say it louder. Say, commitment demands sacrifice. Number 2, what are the signs of someone who is not fully committed? They avoid accountability relationships. A person who is not fully committed will always avoid accountability relationships. Because they know they are not fully in it, they'll by all means try and avoid finding themselves in places or with people that will be able to hold them accountable for why they have not done what they should have done, for why they have not been or showed up where they are supposed to be. So they will stay away. You have people that will come to church, but they are not known by any leader. They are not known by the pastors. They are not known by anybody in leadership. So they can freely walk in and walk out. They can freely do whatever they want to do, and no one will notice. No one will be able to call them and hold them accountable. A person who is fully committed will make themselves vulnerable to accountability relationships. They will intentionally ask someone to be able to hold them accountable to ensure that what they are committed to do, they do it as they are supposed to do. The third thing, or the third sign of a person that is not fully committed, is that they lack transparent communication. A person that is not fully committed lacks transparent communication. They will explain things to you, but leave them halfway. They will say things, but not fully explain what their position or what their state of the matter is. And so they are doing that in order not to empower you with the information to know how much they are fully into the cause or the activity that they're expected to be in. Number four, very quickly, a person who is not fully committed, is they fall in this category. They can identify what is wrong, but they are not willing to be the solution. They can identify what is wrong, but they are not willing to be the solution. Have you ever come across people that know everything that is going wrong? You know, they know what is wrong in the choir. They know what is wrong in the media. They know what is wrong in the church. If you sat with them right now, they'll tell you everything that is going wrong in the church. They'll tell you everything that is going wrong at their workplace, but they are never willing to be the solution. They have a critical spirit. They are always analyzing everything. No, but the way it was done, it shouldn't have been done like that. Even when the other things were good, they'll always see what is wrong in it. They will look at you and you expect them to compliment you because you think they are your friend and they are committed. You made all the effort to wear what you wanted to wear. You spent the whole weekend roasting your hair in a dryer, going through persecution, victory through perseverance. And you come out thinking you're looking all glowing and everything. And they'll come and look at your hair and they'll tell you, the way you've twisted it to the right, it doesn't look nice. You should have twisted it to the left. They will not acknowledge the effort. They will only see what is wrong in it. And they have a way of communicating it. Sometimes you are in a relationship and this guy is not committed. Every time you meet, he's always finding faults in you. When you go on a date, it doesn't feel like a date. It feels like a lecture. My sister, are you dating a professor? There's everything wrong with what you do. You try to walk, there's a problem with the way you walk. You try to do catwalk, there's a problem. You don't do catwalk, there's a problem. So which walk should I walk? Maybe you should now go and see him crawling. And you see, a person who is not committed will always have a way to justify, sometimes not to even make you feel bad. They'll just tell you, you know, I think there's just something wrong, but it's not you, it's me. You've heard of those kind of things, eh? They are trying to make it look like you are not the problem. They are the problem. Yes, they are the problem. But that is a sign of someone who is not fully committed. They'll come to the choir and tell the leaders, I don't know, but I don't know if you're sensing this. They even make it spiritual. I don't know if you're sensing this. But I just feel that, you know, there's something we're not doing right. And they'll push all the wrong things, but they're never willing to be the solution. Number what? Number five, they make promises but never fulfill them. person that is not fully committed makes promises, but they never fulfill them. How many have dealt with such a one before? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they are in church. They are here, right? Who knows? They may be sitting next to you. But for the sake of peace, let's proceed. They make promises that they can't fulfill. Listen, real commitment will transform a promise into a reality. When you say you will do something, do it. That is why the Bible says, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Don't do things to make people feel nice when you know you won't do it. If you're going to do it, commit and do it. If you can't do it, state clearly, I am unable to do it. You see, one of the challenges we have, and particularly this has been observed about us as a people in Zambia, is that sometimes we are too nice a people that we feel bad to disappoint people. So when somebody, you know, calls you and says they're asking for money, if you don't have money, tell them, I am not able to help you. Don't start telling them, no, just give me a few minutes, just give me a few hours. There's like a something I'm expecting. There's always like a something, but that something never shows up. So if you don't have, just say, I don't have, as opposed to committing, you know. When there's requirements for you, you know, at church, if you're not able to show up, don't make promises to your leaders and tell them, no, I'll be there. You're even the one posting on social media, advertising the event as if you yourself are there, but you deep down your heart, you know, I'm not showing up. You're even posting on your status, see you in a bit. Meanwhile, you are busy getting ready to go the other direction. Who are you deceiving? You are not deceiving anyone. You are deceiving yourself. You are just trying to keep up appearance to show that I am involved, but you are not committed. Listen, commitment is not you posting the poster on Facebook. It is showing up for the meeting. It is actually making the meeting happen. Do you know that for this service to happen, there are people who've sacrificed? There are people who've gone an extra mile. There are people who've been inconvenienced just so this service can happen. If you ask some of the people serving here, like the ushers, many of the ushers arrived at church today at 6:30. Where were you at 6:30? While you were still in bed, somebody was already at church waiting to get the service ready. They are committed. You are involved. They are making things happen. You are coming to ask, what is happening? That is the difference between you and them. But my prayer for you is, we will not have people that are just involved in this church. We will have people that are fully committed in the name of Jesus. If God really matters to you, you better fully commit. If the things of God really mean what they must mean in your life, you will fully commit. So you don't make promises just so you can keep up appearances. When you say you will do something, do it. When I was starting to date my wife, she was just a fresher at UNSA. Year one. But it was not God rush because I wasn't at UNSA. But you see, a lot of people began to tell her, this man you are starting to date, he's already settled. He's already working. He's living on his own. He has everything that he needs to settle. Do you think he will wait for you for 4 years before he can marry you? And they began to exhort her. Run for your life. He's wasting your time. He will change his mind halfway. Lo and behold, we are nearly married for 10 years now. I promised, I committed. You will promise and you will commit. Relationships are not testing 1, 2. You are not an investigator. What are you investigating? You go in this relationship as if you are investigating something. You go in another one as if you are investigating something. Get in and commit. By the time the relationship is starting, we must already know where we're going. Don't be Pentecostal on us and say, let's just see how the Lord will lead us. No, let the Lord lead us already before we start. Yes, the Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So before we begin this journey, where are we going? What are you committing to? That is why your relationship is a secret. He's using all these maneuvers to tell you, no, I don't like attention. He's even using words like, you know, I'm a background guy, so I don't like being posted. I don't like attention. As if there's anything to have attention about. The guy only has one box at, I don't like attention. Which attention? Attention for what? You've been wearing the same socks for 6 months that I don't want attention. Which attention? Which attention? You just don't want to commit. No, don't put me on your status because you know I don't want our relationship to attract attention. Hey, it must attract attention. If it's a good thing, we must know God is doing good things in your life. Not relationship, you are dating as if you're in the secret service. Hush, hush. When you come to church, you pretend he's sitting at the back, you're sitting this section. But during the week, you have met up somewhere and you've done all the things you shouldn't be doing. Before he even introduces you to anyone, he has evangelized to every area of your body. He has touched everything he was not supposed to touch. And let me tell you, once he gets what he wants, he is gone. I know these guys. I am your pastor. Listen to me. I know my office is open for counseling, but can we prevent some counseling issues? Instead of you coming to my office to cry, Pastor, he's done exactly what you said. I have told you. If he wants what he does not, what he's not entitled to now, come and report him to me. Why are you quiet? So you want. This is the part you are supposed to say amen. Say amen. You have to report. Pastor, he's asking for this. And I will call him. And I'll go and meet him at his parents' home or wherever he stays. These ones, you don't do spiritual deliverance. You do physical deliverance. You see, many of us are naive. We get so deceived by being involved with people who are not committed to us. And these are literally destiny wasters. Your life is not an experiment. You have a destiny to preserve. You have a destiny to protect. If they can't keep the promise, they are out. Yeah. They are a risk to your life. They are a risk to your destiny. Look at your neighbor, say, whatever you start, start well and finish well. We must testify and glorify God when we see you do the right thing. Not by the time we are trying to gather things, there are too many explanations. No, pastor, as you know, we were planning to do this, but this happened along the way. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number what? Six. They don't have future plans in whatever they are involved in. People who are not fully committed do not have future plans for what they are involved in. They are involved, but they have no future plans in the thing. They are in a job, but they have no future plans in that job. They are in a business, but they have no future plans in the business. That is a sign a person is not fully committed. Let me go back to the issue of relationships. I don't know why I'm going there. Maybe somebody needs to be helped today. If you are involved with them, but they are not giving you a clear picture of the future, dum-dum, run for your life. A person who is fully involved will have future plans. They will begin to see what 10 years looks like. They will begin to see what 20 years looks like. They will begin to see what 30 years looks like. But for now, he only sees 5 minutes. No future plans. If you ask my wife, part of my manifesto had this statement in it: I see you in the picture of my future. She's there. She can bear witness. That was about 13 years ago. I said, I see you in the picture of my future. Today, I am in my future, and she is in the picture. After you have eaten his pizza, ask him, what is our future together? Not he's always telling you about his plans with his business. No, I'm planning to go to Dubai, to China for my business. What about me? Where am I in that picture? Maybe you could just stand with me in prayer. We'll pray, but what is my part in the future? A person that is not fully committed will never have plans of the future in the thing they're involved in. There are many people who are in church right now. You have no plan of your future in Bread of Life. You don't see your future in Bread of Life. You don't dream about, where will I be in Bread of Life in the next 5 years? So you are comfortable to show up in church and just be involved with Sunday service because you know anything can happen. You can be anywhere at any time. But let me tell you, for any member of this church that is fully committed, ask them, where do you see yourself in the church in 5 years? They will tell you. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? They will see. Someone is seeing herself as a deaconess there. Yes, that's the way. You must see yourself as something beyond what you currently are. If you never desire and see yourself beyond what you are in church today, it is very likely you are not fully committed. I like your silence. Because God is now awakening you to realize maybe you have just been involved in church, but you're not fully committed. You've been involved with the activities and the things of God, but you are not fully committed. You could even be serving in a ministry, but are you fully committed? So Jesus says to the people, nobody that puts his hands to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom. Says to them, when you begin, you must fully commit. I've told you several times, I did not just become a youth pastor by accident. There was a commitment. A 12 plus year journey of submitting to mentorship. I saw the picture of my future in the man who was in my future. And I said, for the rest of my season, I will pursue him. I was pursuing him. I was committed to him because I knew he was holding the key to my next level. 12. Yalabasaya. Mekelibra hande lebrosh. Lekelibra hanta labahaya. Lebrosha kaliba hande lebros. Lekelibra hande lebrosh shataya. Lekora bayante lebrosh. Mantelibra handa rabashaya. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I am grateful for the commitment you demonstrated towards me to the point of laying down your life for my sake. Say, oh Lord, in response to your commitment, today I recommit my life to serving you wholeheartedly. Say, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your to help me to be sold out and to be driven by the cause of the kingdom. Begin to pray that now in the name of Jesus. That Jesus already committed his best for you. Jesus already committed his best for your sake. He laid up his very life so that you can be saved. You cannot afford to show up halfway for the thing that Jesus showed up fully for you. If Jesus showed up in full for you, you better begin to show up in full for him. You will not do it only when it is okay for you. You will do it sacrificially. You will do it wholeheartedly. You will commit to him as your all in all. You will commit to the cause of the kingdom with every breath in you. You'll be sold out to the things of God. You'll be sold out to loving him like never before. Your time in prayer, your time in the word, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit will not be something that is cranked. It'll be something that you are sold out to. It'll be something that you are so passionately driven to do. Your commitment to serve in church, your commitment to serve in the house of God, your commitment to give, your tithes, your offerings, will not be something you will be pushed to do. You will do it selflessly, wholeheartedly, with an open heart, knowing that he already did the full commitment for your sake. Ramashaya labas. Remashalebasai. If you are seated, I want you to stand now in the moment. And I want everybody to lift your hands. I really sense we need to pray this prayer of repentance right now. I feel it piercing in my heart so strongly. And the Lord is saying, listen, I committed fully to these people. But many of them are not even committed halfway to me. For all that I fully did for them, they are just showing up halfway. They're just showing up when it's convenient. They're just showing up when they're desperately in need of a breakthrough. They're just showing up when all is well. But I need them to be fully committed. He says, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit. The dead bury themselves, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Jesus wants your full commitment. With every hand raised, I want you to pray and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Have mercy on me for not being fully committed to you. Pray it one more time. See on me. Forgive me for not being fully committed to you. I want you to just take a moment and reflect over your life. And I want you to just begin to see which areas of your life have you not been fully committed. What is it in your life that you've been showing up halfway when Jesus showed up fully committed for you? Maybe it's in the area of your service. You are in church, you are involved, but you're not fully committed to serve. Maybe it's in the area of your giving. You always need to be pushed to give your tithes, to give your offerings, to give your sacrificial givings, your seeds, your first fruits. It is something that you are struggling to do. You literally feel like it's a burden when He had to literally lay up His entire life for you. He went to the cross for your sake. If there is any ultimate demonstration of commitment, it is what Jesus did for you. And what more can you do to respond to that commitment other than to be able to fully commit to Him back? Because He fully committed to you, you too must fully commit back to Him. Right now, the Holy Spirit is convicting many of you to see areas in your life where you have not been fully committed. You claim to be a believer, you come to church, but your lifestyle outside is totally different. There are secret sins that you've buried, you know, in your life. That there are things that we know you for at church, but when we look at your life outside church, it is a totally different testimony. Your ministry leaders don't know what is going on. Your pastors don't know what is going on. It shows us you are not fully committed to the one that paid the price for your sins to be totally forgiven. What is it that you have not been doing? What is it that you have been doing that compromises the commitment of Jesus towards your life? This is a moment of repentance. I want you in your heart to now begin to pray, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry for not being fully committed in the area of giving, for not being committed in the area of walking in purity, in holiness, in righteousness. Lord, forgive me for not being fully committed to serving you. I only show up when it's convenient. I am not sacrificing. I am not going the extra mile for you. When you went all the way for me, I am sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me for making many promises that I am not fulfilling. Forgive me for saying so many things, but my actions do not back the things I say I will do. You really need to be broken in your heart right now to know how much this means to the Lord. Imagine yourself going all the way, fully committed to somebody else, but they only show up halfway. That's exactly what you've been doing to Jesus. He went all the way, fully committed for you, but you've just been showing up halfway. The Lord is saying to you, you cannot receive the reward of the kingdom if you're not fully committed. Lord, forgive us where we have failed you. Forgive us. Forgive us. Make this moment your turning point. Make this moment your recommitment point. That after today, you will not show up only when it's convenient. You will fully commit to what matters to God. You will fully commit to what matters to the church, to the vision of the kingdom. You will fully commit to what matters to what your leaders have told you. When a vision is cast, when a program is set, you are somebody that is part of it. You will fully commit. You will not be in the involved category. You will literally be in the fully committed category. He went all the way to the cross for you. Won't you go all the way in your service for Him? Won't you go all the way in your love for Him? Won't you go all the way in your generosity for Him? many of you right now that are saying, Pastor, I acknowledge and relate with this word. I can testify that I have not been showing up fully committed for Jesus. I have not been showing up fully committed in response to how much He fully committed to me. I want to make this a turning point. I want to be fully committed. Whether it's in your serving, whether it's in your giving, whether it's in your commitment to the things of God, your passion, your commitment to prayer, your commitment to the word, your devotion to being in the presence of God, your commitment to fellowship, to be part of the things that other believers are doing. If you're such a one, I want you to come to the altar very quickly. You're saying, I want to fully commit. I have been showing up halfway for Jesus, but I want to fully commit. No one will force you. Just, this is a personal moment right now. And I pray that nobody tries to be dignified or try to, you know, pretend, because some of you that need to be at the altar are leaders. Some of you are serving in ministry. You are an usher. You are in the choir. But it's okay. You can respond to this altar call. All we're asking is for people that are saying, I want to fully commit. Me, I don't want to be just involved. I don't want to be a spectator. I don't want to just be one of those that shows up when it's convenient. You are saying, if Jesus can count on a youth in my generation, I am one of them. If Jesus can count on a member of Bread of Life, I will be one of them. Even before the pastor says, I will figure out what needs to be done and fix it. I will figure out the needs of the church and attend to them. Before they announce anything, I will already be praying for the things.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. We pray that you are blessed. We hope that you can join us for the next episode. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Joshua Generation BLCI.